Welcome to the Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Sunday, November 14th, Pickle Day. Pickles take their name from the Dutch word for brine, and they began to be a popular food 4,000 years ago. Cleopatra is said to have attributed her looks and youth to the green treats. A common craving for pregnant women is said to be pickles and ice cream as part of bizarre pregnancy-related food cravings. Pickles are either loved or hated, but regardless of how you feel, have you have wondered about the history of pickles? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to the Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. A pickled cucumber, commonly known as a pickle in the United States and Canada, and a gherkin in Britain, Ireland, Australia, South Africa, and New Zealand, is a cucumber that has been pickled in a brine, vinegar, or other solution and left to ferment for some time, by either immersing the cucumbers in an acidic solution or through souring by lacto-fermentation. Pickled cucumbers are often part of mixed pickles. It is often claimed that pickled cucumbers were first developed for workers building the Great Wall of China, though another hypothesis is that they were first made in the Tigris Valley of Mesopotamia, using cucumbers brought originally from India. Brined pickles are prepared using the traditional process of natural fermentation in a brine which makes them grow sour. The brine concentration can vary between 20 and more than 40 grams of salt per liter of water, 3.2 to 6.4 ounces / imp gal or 2.7 to 5.3 ounces / US gal. Vinegar is not needed in the brine of naturally fermented pickled cucumbers. The fermentation process is dependent on the lactobacillus bacteria that naturally occur on the skin of a growing cucumber. These may be removed during commercial harvesting and packing processes. Bacteria cultures can be reintroduced to the vegetables by adding already fermented foods such as yogurt or other fermented milk products, pieces of sourdough bread, or pickled vegetables such as sauerkraut. Typically, small cucumbers are placed in a glass or ceramic vessel or a wooden barrel, together with a variety of spices. Among those traditionally used in many recipes are garlic, horseradish, whole dill stems with umbels and green seeds, white mustard seeds, grape, oak, cherry, blackcurrant, and bay laurel leaves, dried allspice fruits, and, most importantly, salt. The container is then filled with cooled, boiled water and kept under a non-airtight cover, often cloth tied on with string or a rubber band, for several weeks, depending on taste and external temperature. Traditionally, stones, also sterilized by boiling, are placed on top of the cucumbers to keep them under the water. The cucumber's sourness depends on the amount of salt added. Saltier cucumbers tend to be more sour. Since brined pickles are produced without vinegar, a film of bacteria forms on top of the brine. This does not indicate that the pickles have spoiled, and the film may simply be removed. They do not, however, keep as long as cucumbers are pickled with vinegar and usually must be refrigerated. Some commercial manufacturers add vinegar as a preservative. Bread and butter pickles are a marinated variety of pickled cucumber in a solution of vinegar, sugar, and spices. They may simply be chilled as refrigerator pickles or canned. Their name and their broad popularity in the United States are attributed to Omar and Cora Fanning, who were Illinois cucumber farmers that started selling sweet and sour pickles in the 1920s. They filed for the trademark Fanning's Bread and Butter Pickles in 1923, though the recipe and similar recipes are probably much older. The story to the name is that the Fannings survived rough years by making the pickles with their surplus of undersized cucumbers and bartering them with their grocer for staples such as bread and butter. Their taste is often much sweeter than other types of pickles, due to the sweeter brine they are marinated in, but they differ from sweet pickles in that they are spiced with coriander and other spices. Gherkins, or baby pickles, are small cucumbers, typically those 1 to 5 inches, 3 to 13 centimeters, in length, often with bumpy skin, which are typically used for pickling. The word gherkin comes from early modern Dutch, gherkin or augerken for small pickled cucumber. Cornichons are tart French pickles made from gherkins pickled in vinegar and tarragon. They traditionally accompany pâtés and cold cuts. Sweet gherkins, which contain sugar in the pickling brine, are also a popular variety. The term gherkin is also used in the name West Indian gherkin for Cucumis anguria, a closely related species. West Indian gherkins are also sometimes used as pickles. A kosher dill pickle is not necessarily kosher in the sense that it has been prepared by Jewish dietary law. Rather, it is a pickle made in the traditional manner of Jewish New York City pickle makers, with a generous addition of garlic and dill to natural salt brine. In New York terminology, a full sour kosher dill is one that has fully fermented, while a half sour, given a shorter stay in the brine, is still crisp and bright green. Elsewhere, these pickles may sometimes be termed old and new dills. Dill pickles, not necessarily described as kosher, have been served in New York City since at least 1899. In Hungary, while regular vinegar-pickled cucumbers, Hungarian, Savanyú borka, are made most of the year, during the summer Kovasztás uborka, leaven pickles, are made without the use of vinegar. Cucumbers are placed in a glass vessel along with spices, usually dill and garlic, water, and salt. Additionally, a slice or two of bread is placed at the top and bottom of the solution, and the container is left to sit in the sun for a few days so the yeast in the bread can help cause a fermentation process. The Polish or German-style pickled cucumber, Polish, ogórek kiszony/kwaszony, German, Salzgurken, was developed in the northern parts of Central and Eastern Europe. It has been exported worldwide and is found in the cuisines of many countries, including the United States, where it was introduced by immigrants. It is sour, similar to the kosher dill, but tends to be seasoned differently. Traditionally, pickles were preserved in wooden barrels, but are now sold in glass jars. A cucumber only pickled for a few days is different in taste, less sour, than one pickled for a longer time and is called ogórek malosolny, which literally means low-salt cucumber. This distinction is similar to the one between half and full sour types of kosher dills. Another kind of pickled cucumber popular in Poland is ogórek konserwowy, preserved cucumber, which is rather sweet and vinegary in taste, due to the different composition of the preserving solution. Lime pickles are soaked in pickling lime, not to be confused with the citrus fruit, rather than in a salt brine. This is done more to enhance texture, by making them crisper, rather than as a preservative. The lime is then rinsed off the pickles. Vinegar and sugar are often added after the 24-hour soak in lime, along with pickling spices. Kool-Aid pickles or kulikles, enjoyed by children in parts of the southern United States, are created by soaking dill pickles in a mixture of Kool-Aid and pickle brine. Like pickled vegetables such as sauerkraut, sour pickled cucumbers, technically a fruit, are low in calories. They also contain a moderate amount of vitamin K, specifically in the form of K1. 30-gram sour pickled cucumber offers 12 to 16 micrograms, or approximately 15 to 20% of the recommended daily allowance, of vitamin K. It also offers 3 kilocalories, 13 kilojoules, most of which come from carbohydrates. However, most sour pickled cucumbers are also high in sodium. One pickled cucumber can contain 350 to 500 milligrams or 15 to 20% of the American recommended daily limit of 2,400 milligrams. Sweet pickled cucumbers, including bread and butter pickles, are higher in calories due to their sugar content. A similar 30-gram portion may contain 20 to 30 kilocalories, 80 to 130 kilojoules. Sweet pickled cucumbers also tend to contain significantly less sodium than sour pickles. Pickles are being researched for their ability to act as vegetables with high probiotic content. Probiotics are typically associated with dairy products, but lactobacilli species such as L. plantarum and L. brevis have been shown to add to the nutritional value of pickles. In the United States, pickles are often served as a side dish accompanying meals. This often takes the form of a pickle spear, which is a pickled cucumber cut lengthwise into quarters or sixths. Pickles may be used as a condiment on a hamburger or other sandwich, usually in slice form, or on a sausage or hot dog in chopped form as pickle relish. Soured cucumbers are commonly used in a variety of dishes, for example, pickle stuffed meatloaf, potato salad, or chicken salad, or consumed alone as an appetizer. Pickles are sometimes served alone as festival foods, often on a stick. This is also done in Japan, where it is referred to as stick pickle, ippon-tsuk. Dill pickles can be fried, typically deep-fried with a breading or batter surrounding the spear or slice. This is a popular dish in the southern US and a rising trend elsewhere in the US. In Russia and Ukraine, pickles are used in rasenik, a traditional soup made from pickled cucumbers, pearl barley, pork or beef kidneys, and various herbs. The dish is known to have existed as far back as the 15th century when it was called kalia. In southern England, large gherkins pickled in vinegar are served as an accompaniment to fish and chips and are sold from big jars on the counter at a fish and chip shop, along with pickled onions. In the Cockney dialect of London, this type of gherkin is called a wally. The term pickle is derived from the Dutch word pekel, meaning brine. In the United States and Canada, the word pickle alone refers to a pickled cucumber. Other types of pickles will be described as pickled onion, pickled beets, etc. In the UK, pickle generally refers to a style of sweet, vinegary chutneys, such as Branston pickle, commonly served with a ploughman's lunch. The term commonly used in British English to refer to a pickled cucumber, gherkin, is also of Dutch origin, derived from the word gherkin or aubergine, meaning cucumber. When we return, the history of pickling. Pickling is the process of preserving or extending the shelf life of food by either anaerobic fermentation in brine or immersion in vinegar. The pickling procedure typically affects the food's texture and flavor. The resulting food is called a pickle, or, to prevent ambiguity, prefaced with pickled. Foods that are pickled include vegetables, fruits, meats, fish, dairy, and eggs. A distinguishing characteristic is a pH of 4.5 or lower, which is sufficient to kill most bacteria. Pickling can preserve perishable foods for months. Antimicrobial herbs and spices, such as mustard seed, garlic, cinnamon, or cloves, are often added. If the food contains sufficient moisture, a pickling brine may be produced simply by adding dry salt. For example, sauerkraut and Korean kimchi are produced by salting the vegetables to draw out excess water. Natural fermentation at room temperature, by lactic acid bacteria, produces the required acidity. Other pickles are made by placing vegetables in vinegar. Like the canning process, pickling, which includes fermentation, does not require that the food be completely sterile before it is sealed. The acidity or salinity of the solution, the temperature of fermentation, and the exclusion of oxygen determine which microorganisms dominate, and determine the flavor of the end product. When both salt concentration and temperature are low, Leuconostomus enteroides dominates, producing a mix of acids, alcohol, and aroma compounds. At higher temperatures, Lactobacillus plantarum dominates, which produces primarily lactic acid. Many pickles start with Leuconostoc and change to Lactobacillus with higher acidity. Pickling likely first originated in ancient Mesopotamia around 2400 BC. There is archaeological evidence of cucumbers being pickled in the Tigris Valley in 2030 BC. Pickling was used as a way to preserve food for out-of-season use and for long journeys, especially by sea. Salt pork and salt beef were common staples for sailors before the days of steam engines. Although the process was invented to preserve foods, pickles are also made and eaten because people enjoy the resulting flavors. Pickling may also improve the nutritional value of food by introducing B vitamins produced by bacteria. The English term pickle comes from the Dutch word pekel, which refers to the brine. In the US and Canada, and sometimes Australia and New Zealand, the word pickle alone almost always refers to a pickled cucumber, except when it is used figuratively. It may also refer to other types of pickles such as pickled onion, pickled cauliflower, etc. In the UK, pickle, as in a cheese and pickle sandwich, may also refer to ploughman's pickle, a British version of chutney. South Asia has a large variety of pickles, known as achar, in Nepali, Assamese, Bengali, Hindi, Punjabi, Gujarati, Urdu, Upinakai in Kannada, Lanacha in Marathi, Upilithathu or achar in Malayalam, Orukai in Tamil, or Agaya in Telugu, which are mainly made from varieties of mango, lemon, lime, gomura, a sour leafy shrub, tamarind, Indian gooseberry, amla, and chili. Vegetables such as eggplant, carrots, cauliflower, tomato, bitter gourd, green tamarind, ginger, garlic, onion, and citron are also occasionally used. These fruits and vegetables are generally mixed with ingredients like salt, spices, and vegetable oils and are set to mature in a moistureless medium. In Pakistan, pickles are known locally as achar, in Urdu, and come in a variety of flavors. A popular item is the traditional mixed Hyderabadi pickle, a common delicacy prepared from an assortment of fruits, most notably mangoes, and vegetables blended with selected spices. Although the origin of the word is ambiguous, the word achar is widely considered to be of Persian origin. Achar in Persian is defined as powdered or salted meats, pickles or fruits, preserved in salt, vinegar, honey, sugar or syrup. In Sri Lanka, akaru is traditionally prepared from carrots, onions, and ground dates that are mixed with mustard powder, ground pepper, crushed ginger, garlic, and vinegar, and left to sit in a clay pot. Indian pickles are mostly prepared in three ways: salt, brine, oil, and vinegar, with mango pickles being most popular among all. Singapore, Indonesian and Malaysian pickles, called akar, are typically made out of cucumber, carrot, bird's eye chilies, and shallots, these items being seasoned with vinegar, sugar, and salt. Fruits, such as papaya and pineapple, are also sometimes pickled. In the Philippines, pickling is a common method of preserving food, with many commonly eaten foods pickled, traditionally done using large earthen jars. The process is known as buro or binuro. Pickling was a common method of preserving a large variety of foods like fish throughout the archipelago before the advent of refrigeration, but its popularity is now confined to vegetables and fruits. Achar is primarily made out of julienned green papaya, carrots, and shallots, seasoned with cloves of garlic and vinegar, but could include ginger, bell peppers, white radishes, cucumbers, or bamboo shoots. Pickled unripe mangoes or burong monja, unripe tomatoes, guavas, jicama, bitter gourd, and other fruit and vegetables still retain their appeal. Sealing labuyo, sometimes with garlic and red onions, is also pickled in bottled vinegar and is a staple condiment in Filipino cuisine. In Vietnamese cuisine, vegetable pickles are called dua muoi, salted vegetables, or dua chua, sour vegetables. Dua chua or dua gop is made from a variety of fruits and vegetables, including carfao, eggplant, napa cabbage, kohlrabi, carrots, radishes, papaya, cauliflower, and sun. Dua chua made from carrots and radishes is commonly added to banh mi sandwiches. Dua kai muoi is made by pressing and sun-drying vegetables, such as kai bi thang and bok choy. Nut mit is a specialty of Nha An and Ha Tien provinces made from jackfruit. In Burma, tea leaves are pickled to produce lapit, which has strong social and cultural importance. A wide variety of foods are pickled throughout East Asia. The pickles are often sweet, salty, and/or spicy and preserved in sweetened solutions or oil. China is home to a huge variety of pickled vegetables, including radish, bai kai, Chinese cabbage, notably suan kai, la bai kai, pao kai, and Tianjin preserved vegetables, jia kai, chili pepper, and cucumbers, among many others. Japanese sukemono, pickled foods, include takuan, daikon, umeboshi, yumi plum, tataki gobo, burdock root, gari, and beni shogar, ginger, turnip, cucumber, and Chinese cabbage. The Korean staple kimchi is usually made from pickled napa cabbage and radish but is also made from green onions, garlic stems, chives, and a host of other vegetables. Jjangeji is another banchan consisting of pickled vegetables. In Iran, Turkey, Arab countries, the Balkans, and the South Caucasus, pickles, called torshi in Persian, tersu in the Turkish language, and mekelel in Arabic, are commonly made from turnips, peppers, carrots, green olives, cucumbers, eggplants, cabbage, green tomatoes, lemons, and cauliflower. Sauerkraut, as well as cabbage pickled in vinegar, with carrot and other vegetables are commonly consumed as a kosher dish in Israel and is considered porov, meaning that it contains no meat or dairy, so it can be consumed with either. In Hungary, the main meal, lunch, usually includes some kind of pickles, szivanyúság, but pickles are also commonly consumed at other times of the day. The most commonly consumed pickles are sauerkraut, szivanyúképoszta, pickled cucumbers and peppers, and szalamade, but tomatoes, carrots, beetroot, baby corn, onions, garlic, certain squashes and melons, and a few fruits like plums and apples are used to make pickles too. Stuffed pickles are specialties usually made of peppers or melons pickled after being stuffed with a cabbage filling. Pickled plum stuffed with garlic is a unique Hungarian type of pickle, just like szalamade and leavened cucumber, kovasztőzű borka. Szalamade is a type of mixed pickle made of cabbage, cucumber, paprika, onion, carrot, tomatoes, and bay leaf mixed up with vinegar as the fermenting agent. Leavened cucumber, unlike other types of pickled cucumbers that are around all year long, is rather a seasonal pickle produced in the summer. Cucumbers, spices, herbs, and slices of bread are put in a glass jar with salt water and kept in direct sunlight for a few days. The yeast from the bread, along with other pickling agents and spices fermented under the hot sun, give the cucumbers a unique flavor, texture, and slight carbonation. Its juice can be used instead of carbonated water to make a special type of spritzer, ugyezi frocs. It is common for Hungarian households to produce their own pickles. Different regions or towns have special recipes unique to them. Among them all the Veszélyeszi sauerkraut, Veszélyeszi szivanyúképoszta, is the most famous. Romanian pickles, Murături, are made out of beetroot, cucumbers, green tomatoes, goganel, carrots, cabbage, garlic, sauerkraut, bell peppers stuffed with cabbage, bell peppers, melons, mushrooms, turnips, celery, and cauliflower. Meat, like pork, can also be preserved in salt and lard. Polish, Czech, and Slovak traditional pickles are cucumbers, sauerkraut, peppers, beetroot, tomatoes, but other pickled fruits and vegetables, including plums, pumpkins and mushrooms are also common. North Caucasian, Russian, Ukrainian, and Belarusian pickled items include beets, mushrooms, tomatoes, sauerkraut, cucumbers, ramsons, garlic, eggplant, which is typically stuffed with julienned carrots, custard squash, and watermelon. Garden produce is commonly pickled using salt, dill, blackcurrant leaves, bay leaves, and garlic, and is stored in a cool, dark place. The leftover brine, called rasol in Russian, has several culinary uses in these countries, especially for cooking traditional soups, such as shchi, rasenik, and solyanka. Rasol, especially cucumber or sauerkraut rasol, is also a favorite traditional remedy against morning hangovers. An Italian pickled vegetable dish is giardiniera, which includes onions, carrots, celery, and cauliflower. Many places in southern Italy, particularly in Sicily, pickle eggplants and hot peppers. In Albania, Bulgaria, Serbia, North Macedonia, and Turkey, mixed pickles, known as tershi, tersija, or tershu, form popular appetizers, which are typically eaten with rakia. Pickled green tomatoes, cucumbers, carrots, bell peppers, peppers, eggplants, and sauerkraut are also popular. Turkish pickles, called tersu, are made out of vegetables, roots, and fruits such as peppers, cucumber, Armenian cucumber, cabbage, tomato, eggplant, aubergine, carrot, turnip, beetroot, green almond, baby watermelon, baby cantaloupe, garlic, cauliflower, bean, and green plum. A mixture of spices flavors the pickles. In Greece, pickles, called tau omicron upsilon rho sigma alpha, are made out of carrots, celery, eggplants stuffed with diced carrots, cauliflower, tomatoes, and peppers. In Britain, pickled onions and pickled eggs are often sold in pubs and fish and chip shops. Pickled beetroot, walnuts, and gherkins, and condiments such as Branston pickle and piccalilli are typically eaten as an accompaniment to pork pies and cold meats, sandwiches, or a ploughman's lunch. Other popular pickles in the UK are pickled mussels, cockles, red cabbage, mango chutney, sauerkraut, and olives. Roll mops are also quite widely available under a range of names from various producers both within and out of the UK. Pickled herring, roll mops, and salmon are popular in Scandinavia. Pickled cucumbers and red garden beets are important as condiments for several traditional dishes. Pickled capers are also common in Scandinavian cuisine. In the United States and Canada, pickled cucumbers, most often referred to simply as pickles, olives, and sauerkraut are most commonly seen, although pickles common in other nations are also very widely available. In Canada and the US, there may be a distinction made between gherkins, usually smaller, and pickles, larger pickled cucumbers. Sweet pickles made with fruit are more common in the cuisine of the American South. The pickling syrup is made with vinegar, brown sugar, and whole spices, cinnamon sticks, allspice, and cloves. Fruit pickles can be made with an assortment of fruits including watermelon, cantaloupe, Concord grapes, and peaches. Canadian pickling is similar to that of Britain. Through the winter, pickling is an important method of food preservation. Pickled cucumbers, onions, and eggs are common. Pickled egg and pickled sausage make popular pub snacks in much of English Canada. Chow chow is a tart vegetable mix popular in the Maritime Provinces and the southern United States, similar to piccalilli. Pickled fish is commonly seen, as in Scotland, and kippers may be seen for breakfast, as well as plentiful smoked salmon. Meat is often also pickled or preserved in different brines throughout the winter, most prominently in the harsh climate of Newfoundland. Pickled eggs are common in many regions of the United States. Pickled herring is available in the upper Midwest. Jardiniera, a mixture of pickled peppers, celery, and olives, is a popular condiment in Chicago and other Midwestern cities with large Italian-American populations and is often consumed with Italian beef sandwiches. Pennsylvania Dutch country has a strong tradition of pickled foods, including chow chow and red beet eggs. In the southern United States, pickled okra and watermelon rind are popular, as are deep-fried pickles and pickled pig's feet, pickled chicken eggs, pickled quail eggs, pickled garden vegetables, and pickled sausage. Various pickled vegetables, fish, or eggs may make a side dish to a Canadian lunch or dinner. Popular pickles in the Pacific Northwest include pickled asparagus and green beans. Pickled fruits like blueberries and early green strawberries are paired with meat dishes in restaurants. In Mexico, chili peppers, particularly of the jalapeno and serrano varieties pickled with onions, carrots, and herbs form common condiments. In the Mesoamerican region, pickling is known as encurtido or curtido for short. The pickles or curtidos as known in Latin America are served cold, as an appetizer, as a side dish, or as a tapas dish in Spain. In several Central American countries, it is prepared with cabbage, onions, carrots, lemon, vinegar, oregano, and salt. In Mexico, curtido consists of carrots, onions and jalapeno peppers and is used to accompany meals common in taqueros and restaurants. Another example of a type of pickling which involves the pickling of meats or seafood is the escabeche or ceviches, popular in Peru, Ecuador, and throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. These dishes include the pickling of pig's feet, pig's ears, and gizzards, prepared as an escabeche with spices and seasonings to flavor it. The ceviches consist of shrimp, octopus, and various fishes seasoned and served cold. In traditional pickling, fruit or vegetables are submerged in brine, 20 to 40 grams/L of salt, 3.2 to 6.4 ounces slash imp gal or 2.7 to 5.3 ounces slash US gal, or shredded and salted as in sauerkraut preparation, and held underwater by flat stones layered on top. Alternatively, a lid with an air trap or a tight lid may be used if the lid can release pressure which may result from carbon dioxide buildup. Mold or white calm yeast may form on the surface. Calm yeast is mostly harmless but can impart an off taste and may be removed without affecting the pickling process. In chemical pickling, the fruits or vegetables to be pickled are placed in a sterilized jar along with brine, vinegar, or both, as well as spices, and are then allowed to mature until the desired taste is obtained. The food can be pre-soaked in brine before transferring to vinegar. This reduces the water content of the food, which would otherwise dilute the vinegar. This method is particularly useful for fruit and vegetables with high natural water content. In commercial pickling, a preservative such as sodium benzoate or ether may also be added to enhance shelf life. In fermentation pickling, the food itself produces the preservation agent, typically by a process involving lactobacillus bacteria that produce lactic acid as the preservative agent. Alum is used in pickling to promote crisp texture and is approved as a food additive by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Refrigerator pickles are unfermented pickles made by marinating fruit or vegetables in a seasoned vinegar solution. They must be stored under refrigeration or undergo canning to achieve long-term storage. Japanese sukemono uses a variety of pickling ingredients depending on their type and is produced by combining these ingredients with the vegetables to be preserved and putting the mixture under pressure. The World Health Organization has listed pickled vegetables as a possible carcinogen, and the British Journal of Cancer released an online 2009 meta-analysis of research on pickles as increasing the risks of esophageal cancer. The report, citing limited data in a statistical meta-analysis, indicates a potential twofold increased risk of esophageal cancer associated with Asian pickled vegetable consumption. Results from the research are described as having high heterogeneity, and the study said that further well-designed prospective studies were warranted. However, their results stated the majority of subgroup analyses showed a statistically significant association between consuming pickled vegetables and esophageal squamous cell carcinoma. The 2009 meta-analysis reported a heavy infestation of pickled vegetables with fungi. Some common fungi can facilitate the formation of N-nitroso compounds, which are strong esophageal carcinogens in several animal models. Rusan red methyl ester, a non-alkylating nitroso compound with tumor-promoting effect in vitro, was identified in pickles from Lynxian in much higher concentrations than in samples from low-incidence areas. Fumonisin mycotoxins have been shown to cause liver and kidney tumors in rodents. A 2017 study in the Chinese Journal of Cancer has linked salted vegetables, pickled mustard green, ZH, common among Chinese cuisine, to a fourfold increase in nasopharynx cancer. The researchers believe possible mechanisms include the production of nitrosamines, a type of N-nitroso compound, by fermentation and activation of Epstein-Barr virus by fermentation products. Historically, pickling caused health concerns for reasons associated with copper salts. As explained in the mid-19th century, the English and Australian cookery book, The Evidence of the Lancet Commissioner, Dr. Hassel, and Mr. Blackwell, of the eminent firm of Cross and Blackwell, went to prove that the pickles sold in the shops are nearly always artificially colored, and are thus rendered highly unwholesome, if not actually poisonous.